All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for another week of Pro Wrestling America. It is October 30th, which means it is the fifth Wednesday, which means we are at the Shirk Center in Bloomington, Illinois. And we have a great card lined up for you. We have a number one contender match for the Interstate 74 title as Beef Stew Lou Marconi faces off against Southern Psycho Elliott Russell. We have round four of Curtis Thompson and Johnny B. Bad. We have the Southern Rockers, the Rock and Roll RPMs, the Stud Stable, all in action tonight, as well as the Illinois heavyweight title on the line as Bunkhouse Buck defends the title against Terry Taylor. But then that doesn't even get to our main event. Our main event tonight has Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert, two of the big, iconic stars in the American heavyweight division, both looking for a chance to have that shot at the title. So let's see what happens right now. All right, we start off with the number one contender for the Interstate 74 title, Beef Stew Lou Marconi facing off against Southern Psycho Elliott Russell. And Marconi and Russell have a good match to start off tonight's card. Missy does her best to keep the match in Russell's favor, but Pringle grabs her off the ring apron and carries her off toward the dressing room. He gets near the entrance ramp when Eddie and Rick Steiner nail him. Pringle drops Missy a bit unceremoniously. In the ring, Marconi hotshots Russell onto the turnbuckle. He looks back to the entrance ramp. He starts to head out of the ring, but Harlem Heat comes out and attacks Eddie and Steiner. While the tag teams battle on the entrance ramp, Marconi takes control of the match. He gets the pin with a reverse roll-up and a handful of tights in 11 minutes, 22 seconds. So your new number one contender for the Interstate 74 title is Beef Stew Lou Marconi, who we look to have him facing off against Vampire Warrior for the title very soon. All right, next match. Curtis Thompson and Johnny B. Bad. Round four. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Bad comes down to the ring very cocky, but that's also his persona. Bad tries to end the match too quickly. Thompson tosses him over the top rope behind Calhoun's back. Thompson climbs out of the ring. Bad grabs a chair, but Thompson ducks it. The chair slams into the ring post. Bad drops the chair. Thompson then drops Bad onto the chair with the DDT. Thompson rolls Bad back into the ring, and Thompson slides into the ring and picks Bad up by the hair. Bad swings wildly, but Thomas ducks it. Thompson puts Bad onto the top rope and takes him down with a hangman neckbreaker. Thompson drags him into the middle of the ring and drops a vicious elbow across Bad's throat for the pin. So finally, on the fourth try, your winner is Curtis Thompson, continuing on with his gauntlet, finally getting past Johnny B. Bad. Who's going to be his next opponent? We'll have to find out next week. Who will Johnny B. Bad face next week? We'll have to find out that later as well. What I will tell you is that we shouldn't have to worry about these two being in the ring together again for a while. However, we can't get away from people who can't stay out of each other's business. Next match has the Nightmares facing off against the Southern Rockers. And they have a good match until the Stud Stable rushes down to the ring and attacks the Southern Rockers. Tommy Young calls for the bell, awarding the Southern Rockers the match by disqualification in a time of 5 minutes 24 seconds. The Southern Rockers and the Nightmares fight off the Stud Stable. The Southern Rockers get the win by DQ, but they're not finished with the Stud Stable quite yet. And neither is the Stud Stable finished either, because they're in the next match, facing off against the Rock and Roll RPMs. So Tommy Young and Precious keep the Stud Stable out of the way as the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers leave the ring. The Stud Stable climbs back into the ring to await their opponents. The Rock and Roll RPMs make their way down to the ring. The RPMs and the Stud Stable have a great match until the Southern Rockers rush the ring. They attack the RPMs first, giving them the win by DQ in a time of 12 minutes, 55 seconds. The stud stable attacks the Rockers. The RPMs jump on the Rockers as well. The Nightmares come down to make the save, clearing out the ring. Once again, second match in a row, the Nightmares and the Southern Rockers are the only ones standing in the ring. Next match is our Illinois heavyweight title match. Bunkhouse Buck defending the title against Terry Taylor. Buck is excited to have an actual contender to defend his title against. Taylor comes down to the ring, glad to have an opportunity at the title. Before the match begins, Taylor grabs the microphone and expresses his gratitude that, after getting rid of Bobby Heenan, he finally gets his due in the PWA. He tells Buck that he better bring his best match if he wants to keep the title. Buck and Taylor have a great match. Paul Jones gets involved in the match, but Taylor slingshots himself over the top rope into a plancha onto Jones. Buck climbs out of the ring after Taylor. Taylor takes him off the ring apron with a gorilla slam into the guardrail. Taylor takes advantage from that point. He gets the win with the cock of the walk. In a time of 24 minutes, 7 seconds, Terry Taylor is your new Illinois heavyweight champion. And again, after the match, he is talking about how Bobby Heenan held him back, and now he is rightfully getting his due. But unfortunately, his due does not put him into the main event picture, because there's still two more matches with bigger stars than Terry Taylor. So let's get to that. Next match has Universal Heartthrob, Austin Idol, facing off against Big Boss Man. Kind of just a random match here of guys who are in the American heavyweight division that just haven't had a match in a while. Put these two together because we know they will have a decent match. And the two have a physical confrontation. Both show off their strength. Boss Man gets the pin after the Boss Man slam after crushing Idol in the corner in a time of 10 minutes, 38 seconds. And then we get to our main event. Gentleman Chris Adams facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Both of these guys looking for a shot at the American heavyweight title. Both of them want their shot at Macho Man Randy Savage, but Savage continues to have his issues with superstar Bill Dundee for whatever reason. I mean, we can't honestly be holding on to the Heartbreakers Rumble fiasco from over a month ago. But then again, Bill Dundee does not let grudges die. But getting to this match, Chris and Eddie have a classic mountain counter that gives the fans something to cheer about. This main event caliber match keeps them guessing about who has the advantage until Chris nails Eddie out of nowhere with the super kick to get the pin in a time of 22 minutes, 16 seconds. Chris gets a quick win out of nowhere. Missy climbs into the ring to complain about something, but Alexandra cuts her off. The two women get ready to go at each other before Chris and Eddie separate them. So now there's going to be more with Chris Adams and Eddie Gilbert. More with Alexandra York and Missy Hyatt. Could be. I mean, this was just a great match that, yes, hopefully one day we get to see these two guys going after the American heavyweight title. But again, one of them has to get past Macho Man Randy Savage. And Savage is already booked next month to defend the title again against Bill Dundee. And again, why Bill Dundee keeps getting the title shot? He keeps coming after Savage, as we will see coming up. But until then, we have another great mystery as to, we've been kicked out of Rockford, which would be our next stop next week. Where are we going to be for PWA next week? Or will there not be an episode next week? Well, you will have to find out, because I will tell you, there is an episode next week, and it is going to be one of the best ones out of this season so far. So come back for that. Until then, this is Southern Dynamite, thanking you for being here, listening to the podcast, supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America. We will see you next week.